This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, indeed. The live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, people are still talking about Colin Kaepernick. And now the police saying they are thinking about, the Santa Clara police are saying they're thinking about no longer working at the stadium where the 49ers play in protest of what they say is the management of the 49ers not doing what they should to shut that boy up.
They claim that it's not protest. They claim that it's a hostile work environment for them. And I think that's what's laughable. If it was a protest, then they would at least be standing up and we could say, hey, you know, maybe if you're getting a paycheck from the citizenry, all of the citizenry, you should be able to handle the opinions of different people.
Well, right. In this case, the paycheck would be coming from the stadium. So what I was saying was the police would be leaving in protest of the management not doing what the police want them to.
It certainly seems like a protest.
To shut that boy up. And that's, you know, what these
they
cops are saying.
Said boy, and that's a kind of a loaded term when dealing with African-American people.
Yeah. I'm using it on purpose because I'm suggesting that that's what the police would say if they were
Who
being honest.
Who knows what they would say? I'm not going to ascribe that kind of thing to them.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Are you saying there aren't racist cops out there, Mark?
I wouldn't say that.
All right, then. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Nope, not saying that. But let's go to Andrea listening in Indiana to WIBC. Hello, Andrea.
Yes, thank you, finally. You have me on now?
Here you are. Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you hearing me. This is my only opportunity that I've had so far to talk about I tried to flee my husband, a 340-pound monster, beating me up. Okay? I'm 200 pounds, 5'11".
Okay.
But I had three kids. Okay? So I left the house a few times when I had three beat me up. And then he would call the cops, and the cops would come get me. And one of these North Burnaby, Jay County cops, you know, where all these people are dying from heroin overdoses and all this crap, you know, they pick me up on the side of the road. And that woman that called earlier, you know, give her my number, you know.
Well, we can't do that. But
tell her, she said, tell her, you know, say that they're doing something right. Say, while they were processing me, and that little short cop, you know, I told him he had a really nice shine on his head. You know? His head was all nice and shiny. You know?
Hold on. Slow down a moment here, Andrea. It sounds like you're pretty upset. I want to hear your story, but I've got questions for you. So it sounds like you're pretty upset.
One more thing I had to tell you about what the guy did. You know? Because I was walking to my friend's house from here. I just left the fight. I didn't want to fight in front of my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking across the street, you can look it up, you know, CSL, it's right across from where I live. And I told him, while he's cuffing me and not giving me my rights, I said, please be careful, I hurt my leg tonight. And the little dude took his knee and kicked my knee. Well, just...
Why were they arresting you? I mean, that's what I'm curious about. There was a fight between you...
They're arresting me for walking on the street.
Were they claiming that you were inebriated? Were you drunk at the time? I mean, what was the... Because it's technically not illegal to walk down the street, right?
Exactly. But,
what did they charge you with?
Abusing my husband.
A domestic dispute charge, basically.
Yeah.
Now,
what'd you hit him with?
Well, now normally it's the man who gets arrested in these domestic disputes.
You
so
would say, yeah, and who would even admit it, right? That's right. Yeah, but
Did they arrest your husband as well, or just you?
No. He had a little scratch on his arm, and he was like, he was pointing at it, you know. He pointed at it, and they saw his back.
A good story.
And there was blood, and then,
Andrea, thanks for calling to share that tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yep, you're welcome. That's what we do here. We'll take your calls about anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, Mark, I was using that word for effect earlier, but these cops want them to get him in line. They want to get Colin Kaepernick to shut up, stop wearing the things he wants to wear, stop saying the things he wants to say.
Agreed.
And let's go to John, listening in New Mexico to Kiva in Albuquerque. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys are coming in loud and clear out here in New Mexico.
Thank you. Great station. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Put my event, Mountain West Brew Fest, $20, all the craft beer. And,
all right, if you're going to plug events, you got to call the radio station and buy some advertising, dude. I mean, come on.
I wanted to say that Colin Kaepernick has the right to protest. That's the main reason I've been on hold all this time. You know, Voltaire, the great Voltaire, the Russian thinker, who wrote during the French Revolution, he said, I may not agree with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. And I think the police brought all this violence on themselves. They've had several outrageous shootings where, if you look at the video, there's no way to justify what they did.
You talking about in Albuquerque? Because I've seen some of that. It's pretty horrifying.
Yes, we shot a homeless man who was unarmed. This was pretty much
years ago.
No, I didn't shoot him. No.
You said we.
Some gung-ho policeman shot him.
Right.
And then after he was down and they had shot him full of holes with real rifles, they shot him with a beanbag after they had already shot him several holes with a regular rifle. So
yeah.
It's just, We've gone through this federal retraining out here, and I think our police have calmed down a lot when they shot that indigent man who was crazy. I mean, many people that knew him said he was mentally ill.
Yeah.
But he was unarmed at the time they shot him, standing there with his hands.
He was unarmed, and the police are armed with multiple tools, right? The cops don't just hold a gun. They've usually got a taser. They may have a nightstick. They may have, you know, a couple other things in their repertoire. They don't have to go for the gun. And as you said, there were multiple police on the scene in the shooting that you're talking about. They could have overpowered him just with their physical force, just with their arms, if they'd wanted to. But no. They figured they'd get away
with the beanbag after the fact. Now, if they used the shotgun with the beanbags before, then we would have never heard of that man, and he would have gone to jail for camping in an open space where you're not legally allowed to camp, and we would have never heard of that man. But they messed up, and they shot him with the regular gun, and then the beanbags came later.
Yeah.
You don't think that was an accident, though, right?
Just shoot him with these. Poof, poof,
you don't think it was an accident, though, right? I mean, you said it was a
I think it was gung-ho police work. They have tapes on the guys making the call on their way to the call, and there was some very gung-ho language about who was going to do what and, you know, whose manhood was at question and all this kind of thing. Like football locker room type talk on the way to the call.
Right, and that the homeless man you're talking about that was shot to death is just the tip of the iceberg. There were other incidents that got a lot of publicity of violence of the Albuquerque Police Department that surrounded it as well, and that's just within a relatively short time frame.
Well, I would like to defend my police that we're not any different than any other station or any other city in the nation. We have great police, and we have some that are over the line that'll beat the hell out of you if they don't like the cut of your jib or, you know, the way that you talk to them.
Why aren't the great police doing something about those bad cops if they're so great?
I don't know. This is a problem. Why they all get behind somebody that does something heinous. You know, we had one that shot his wife out here, and everybody rallied behind this Los Lunas police officer that murdered his wife, and somehow they got that guy off, and he's now working at the animal control. He's moved up to murdering dogs, and he takes classes at Leroy Chavez. He's down at the University of New Mexico taking classes. If I was a woman at the UNM, or if I had a daughter at the UNM,
scared to death,
I'd show her a picture and say, stay the hell out of the way, this Leroy Chavez fellow. You know, he He's a sick man. He murdered
his wife. Good advice. John, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Thanks. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Although I would quibble with the claim that all departments are created equal. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I don't think that they're all equal. I don't know whether or not the Albuquerque department is worse than the rest. The feds claim that it is, and all I can do is, you know, assume that they have some reason for claiming that. I don't think the feds are a bunch of angels either. But this is one of the reasons that the sort of the stories about the police officers doing the kind thing for the homeless guy with the bicycle, well, it's offset by every, you know, a story by anecdotal evidence. I'm just not interested in it.
Yeah, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. The hundreds of people who have been killed by police, those aren't anecdotes. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control just in within the first, this year here. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. Of course, you're invited to join us here on the radio. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. And if you are putting together a new business, or maybe you've been in business for a while, but you just need some fresh business cards, well, Vistaprint can help you with that. And we can get you a discount. Code FTL is what you need. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. You put that code in at checkout at Vistaprint.com. You'll get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Now, they do more than business cards over at Vistaprint. They're sort of known for business cards, but they've also got postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. And as I discovered recently, they'll print your checks for you, too. You can go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL, get those 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Now, obviously, you can upgrade the quality if you want some. Maybe you want a thicker stock or a brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print. They can do all of that. Plus, of course, included, you can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. They got thousands of industry-specific templates. Upload your existing logo to one of their designs or upload an entire card design, however you want to do it. Their online card designing tool makes it super easy, and they guarantee you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right with their amazing customer service. Get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at checkout at Vistaprint.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. A lot of people with a lot of opinions about the Colin Kaepernick situation, and more specifically about the police in America getting away with using violence against peaceful people. Not just deadly violence, but the police also just get away with routine violence and the threat of violence against peaceful people. I mean, also, that's just how they are. They threaten you with violence. That's why you pull over, because you know if you don't pull over, the cop's going to pull out a gun and start shooting out your tires and, you know, run you off the road, possibly beat the hell out of you.
They'll certainly call other vehicles, perhaps, but a strip to mess up your tires.
Yeah, and then if you get out of the car, they'll beat the hell out of you, is what they did down in Nashua recently.
Often that happens.
Good
advice not to,
not to run from the cops, because you know they're violent, and they will use the violence against you. And if they weren't going after peaceful people for running through a stop sign or speeding or smoking a joint or possession of alcohol underage, then people wouldn't be so afraid of them. And if they weren't putting our friends and our family members in prison cells who have not harmed anyone else, then we wouldn't think the police are the enemy, that we wouldn't think that they're bad people. Because if all they were doing was actually catching real criminals, then I think people would look at them as heroes, which is how they wanted to be seen, I think, many of them, when they joined the force. They wanted to do good things, but it turns out they're just enforcing the war on drugs in a lot of ways. And that's no good. That's not helping anybody. It's only helping increase the police budgets. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Ted, who says he's a former police officer. Ted, you're in Wisconsin. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, from being on that side of law enforcement, I've done good as far as, like, you know, helping people and things like that. You know, when you roll up on an accident or stuff like that, and you are the first thing that they see when they look up, you know, laying on the ground or whatever, the thing is that when they see your face, they look at you as thank God, you know, somebody's here to help. When people are out there getting beat up, okay, and they call law enforcement, you know, law enforcement are taking a lot of risks by just showing up. And they get, you know, they get the same thing. It's like, well, hey, you know, thank you for being here. Finding lost kids, things like that. Now, as far as this Kaepernick guy from San Francisco 49ers, I think he's a spoiled brat myself. Because
why is that?
The thing is that you have all the rights in the world. We fight all other countries in order for you to have that. Okay?
No, that's not where rights come
from. Maybe you don't need to fight all the countries to have rights. Go ahead.
Well, but I mean, you know, everybody has their rights, okay? Freedom of speech, whatever. But the thing is that if you're going to stand there making billions of dollars a year, okay, and won't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or the whatever it was.
The pledge.
The thing is,
sorry, the national anthem. Yeah, but I wouldn't stand for the pledge either.
National anthem. But the thing is that, you know, he's taking from situations that happen, okay? Situations happen. And I'm telling you from law enforcement experience, okay? I've seen a guy take and kidnap his child and took her across the state line.
Uh-huh.
We took him out of the car at gunpoint. But the thing is that we saved that little girl. There's people out there that have bad thoughts on law enforcement. There's a lot of law enforcement out there that does overstep their boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Granted. Okay? A lot of these people are kids that went to school and were bullied in school, so they put a badge on them. And
yeah,
I don't think
that's a problem.
So, Colin Kaepernick, what you're claiming is he's being myopic, right? Like, he's looking at the bad things police do, and he's not looking at the good. Aren't you being myopic on Colin Kaepernick by saying he's being a big baby because he won't stand up in this one instance, but you haven't addressed his career in total?
But, if you're a national
football star
out there. Yeah, a national football star. Somebody who is out there and they're doing a job that they wanted to do all their life. Okay, they got the opportunity to do it. Okay, you got a few bad cops out there. Like I said, you do have a few bad cops out there, but don't crucify the whole United States for just
but
a few people.
Could you understand why it might be frustrating to somebody to see? You say there's a few bad cops. Of course, the full statement we usually hear is it's a few bad apples, but the actual statement is a few bad apples spoils the bunch. Could you understand why it is that it'd be frustrating to see those few bad cops continuing to get away with killing people and using violence unnecessarily against people? You know, to see the departments back them up time and time again in instance after instance. Could you understand why that might kind of grind at somebody?
Well, I do, and I fully understand that. But
so are the few bad cops actually the police chiefs, the people that are protecting the people on the, you know, the cops that are actually on the ground doing the violence?
Okay. Let's step deeper into it. Take your FBI for instance, and they're backing Hillary Clinton.
It's ridiculous.
The feds are bad guys too.
The thing is though, okay, I was also a prison guard for 8 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I did 8 years inside of a prison.
Yep.
I got to go home at night, but the thing is that I still did good in there. I protected people that couldn't be protected, or they got jumped, or they
got that. I'm not here to indict you on the good things that you've done. There are cops out there who do help people. I saw a cop helping an old lady change her tire a couple of years ago here on the side of the road in New Hampshire. And that's the kind of thing that I want to see a law enforcement officer doing, actually helping people in the community rather than threatening them and scaring them. Thank you, Ted, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Most people are, I think, rightfully terrified when the police pull up behind them and those lights go on. They're afraid because they know that the cop could do something horrible to them, could put them in handcuffs, even though they've not actually harmed another human being. That's because we have so many laws in this country that actually just criminalize peaceful behavior, and that's what a lot of people have a problem with. It's Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at Slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733 tonight in the studio with you. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. Want to buy some Bitcoins? Learn about choosing a Bitcoin wallet? You can do that over at Bitcoin.com. You can get the latest news from the Bitcoin universe and engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Also, find places to spend your Bitcoin. There are thousands of them, as well as play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, many have very strong opinions when it comes to the police in the United States. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to David, listening in New Mexico to Kiva. Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing? Good. Your previous caller on the situations in Albuquerque, New Mexico, got most of the facts correct, but I wanted to correct a couple of things.
You mean where the cops have been pretty awful, including shooting a homeless man to death who was completely unarmed and surrounded by police?
Right. Well, he wasn't completely unarmed, but he shouldn't have been shot. And two of those guys are going to trial right now or on trial right now for murder. So something is being done about it. But I'll give you the details of it in a second. But no, he shouldn't have been shot by my standard. They argue that he by police standards, they had the right to shoot him because he pulled out knives and wouldn't drop them. He just, what happened is he pulled out the knives at the point where after hours of standoff, trying this and that and the other thing to get him to surrender, and they almost had him walking out voluntarily at one point, and then he changed his mind. So, yeah, it was a difficult situation for them. But what they did wrong, in my opinion, is that at a certain point, they decided they weren't having any more of it, and they were going to forcefully remove him, and they used their flashbangs and stuff like that. And then what they did, though, biggest mistake, in my opinion, was they released the police dog on him. And when the police dog went up and attacked him, that's when he pulled out the knives out of reflex. I mean, you don't really think of a dog attacking you as a police officer, even though the cops count him as a police officer.
Right.
And so that's
when
they
don't really. I mean, they sort of do, but
yeah, they do. You get charged with assault on an officer.
No, you will not. There's a special charge for a police dog or horse specifically. So
that's first time I heard of it.
They are a lesser sort of officer, if you will. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know how that is in our jurisdiction. I forget what the rule is, whether they consider him equal with a human or not. I don't recall that.
That's insane.
Yeah, I don't think that. Well, first of all, by definition, the dog cannot be equal with a human because you're sending him in there because he's a dog. Where you're not sending in a human because you wouldn't send a human to do what you're sending the dog to do. So, you know, by definition, you're saying that he's not equal to a human. You see what I'm saying there?
Well, according to Wikipedia, Mark, in many common law jurisdictions, the intentional injuring or killing of a police dog is a felony.
So
maybe you're saying it's not as harsh of a felony as killing a human police officer. Officer, but they sure as hell sound like they take it pretty seriously.
I'm not claiming they don't.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I guess it to be a felony, I guess it cannot be a homicide since he's not a hominid.
Right.
So it can be an attack. It can be an attack on a police officer, but it's not a homicide.
Gotcha.
Anyways, the guy pulled out two knives and just stood there with the knives in his hands raised in the ready position when the dog attacked him. He did not attack the dog with the knives.
Really?
And that's when they shot him, claiming that the not only the dog but the dog handler, who was the closest to James Boyd. Being, I don't know, something inside of 20 feet away where he was positioned and where he released the dog from, claiming that the dog handler was in danger of Boyd with the knives. And, you know, once again, not only should the dog not have been released on him, the dog handler put himself in a dangerous position. If the dog handler was too close for safety, he shouldn't have been there, by my argument.
Well, sometimes the police will put themselves into a dangerous position so they have the excuse to kill somebody. We've seen that happen where, like, a cop will claim that someone was coming at them with a car and that's why they needed to shoot the driver to death. And in some of those cases, you'll see the cop actually steps in the way of the car, so he has the excuse to claim that the car was coming at him when originally the car wasn't.
I can buy that. Let me give you a bit of background. I have several cases against the Albuquerque police, and I don't try to crucify them. But first of all, what I would say is that there are a minority, whether it's 1 in 10 to 3 in 10 officers that are a problem, because I have and the rest of them are you know, good in most situations. I don't know, they might be good on some occasions and less than desirable on others, but I'm friends with lots of them. But there are certain ones that I don't want to be around because I fear them. And just for example, I'll walk anywhere, any time of day, Albuquerque, and I don't fear the criminals that there are, you know, there are criminals out there. I don't fear them, but I do fear the police until I know whether it's somebody that I trust or not, because if it happens to be one of the ones I don't trust, I fear them more than I fear the criminals. I did have the city of Albuquerque try to get me to take a check one day. I filed a claim against them, and I wasn't ready to settle, but they actually did try to get me to take money, so that's some admission of a problem.
They did something wrong.
What that was for is I was arrested and spent a night in jail because I dared to pull out my camera and shoot video of cops doing a traffic stop from a position where I was not interfering, but they arrested me anyway.
Let me guess, they made a beeline for you as soon as they noticed you recording and then accused you of interfering.
That's exactly what they did, and that's the exact video image you see on the video that the camera shot. It is them. The second the guy spots me with the camera filming him, he grabs his radio, makes a radio call for his backup, and then a few seconds later turns and makes a beeline right at me, and they grab me and arrest
me. Here's what I want to know. What do they have to hide? Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it. How was I able to predict that, Mark? I didn't know. I have never heard from David before. I was not there at that incident. I haven't seen his video, but I was able to predict exactly what the police did in that situation.
I think that most people don't want to be videoed doing their jobs.
Most people aren't working for the government in public roles where it's part and parcel of being part of the government that you're supposed to be accountable for your actions. People are supposed to be able to record you, and the police do not like it. They don't like it when people exercise their rights, and it is absolutely your right to record the police, whether they're in public or in private. This isn't legal advice, but that's my understanding of it.
Well, it depends on... In private, no. You can't go to a police officer's house and video them through their window.
If they're in your house, you damn well have a right to record them.
Right.
If they're in your friend's house, you have a right to record them.
I would agree with you on that, and the courts have been pretty clear up to this point that police don't have an expectation of privacy.
And that won't stop them, though, from coming up and grabbing at your camera, threatening you.
It's stopping them more and more. Okay, so we've been on the air for 14 years, and we've started reporting on Cop Watch, I think, pretty early on, maybe 12 years ago, and things were a lot different than they are today. Police are learning about citizens using cameras, and departments are learning that they're going to get their butts sued.
And they should. And I love it when that happens, because then the photographer ends up getting a payout. Ended up with tens of thousands of dollars after that. And hopefully the memo goes out and it does help whip them into shape a little bit, make them a little more respectful of people with their video cameras. But it's one of the number one things you can do when you're interacting with the police is pull out a video camera before anything happens. If you're going to answer a question, which, of course, you shouldn't do that either. You know, answering police questions is just every word you say to them is one word closer to an arrest. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Jason is in Newport News, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Go ahead.
First, I wanted to clarify a comment. Caller called back. Whenever I see police lights behind me, I don't feel like, oh, they're going to go get somebody. They're going to go get a criminal. It's like, oh, what did I do? Or, you know, what are they going to nail me with? You know. And I work with police and state police hand-to-hand every day. Those guys, they're good guys. I understand they have a hard job to do.
Hold that thought, Jason. You know, because if they are so good, then why are you afraid? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, really the question is, how much damage are they going to do?
I guess we're all just bad.
Yeah.
If we feel bad when police are coming after us, we must be bad people.
When the cops come after you, the question is, how much damage are they going to do? They're just going to waste your time? Are you going to have to pay out hundreds of dollars? Or are you going to end up in handcuffs? Who knows? It's a roll of the dice.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Invited to join us on the radio waves here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want, but we're talking about the police and abusive police, to be specific, triggered by the discussion thanks to Colin Kaepernick not standing for the national anthem, which has resulted, I think, in some important conversations happening here in the United States. Some much-needed discussions. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. You can also join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you can get behind the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month to us. We take that in, invest it into the show, getting on new radio stations all around the country, and bringing new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. We do that here on a nightly basis, and so if you appreciate us, then you can head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group, where you can interact with hosts of the show, as well as other Free Talk Live amplifiers. So get started, and you can now use Bitcoin. So you can use a credit card through PayPal, you can use Visa or MasterCard directly on our website, or you can use Bitcoin. Now it's back. As of about 2 weeks ago, we re-initiated Bitcoin acceptance after Coinbase unceremoniously kicked us to the curb several months ago or a few months back.
They're a bunch of fun guys over there.
Yeah, we're back now, and so we've cut out the middleman, and now we can do Bitcoin directly. So there's nobody actually in the middle that can kick us out from this point forward, so we should be good to go with Bitcoin amping. So that actually allows you to amp anonymously as well, should you wish to do that. So start up over at amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, if you want to do Bitcoin, you do have to select a prepaid amp subscription rather than monthly. You can do monthly with credit card or PayPal, but if you do Bitcoin, has to be prepaid. So keep that in mind over at AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Jason in Newport News. Jason, you only had a few seconds before the break there. Go ahead with your thoughts now.
You asked me a question before the break. I think the reason, you know, you don't get the same feeling when you see a cop behind you as you do, you know, say a fire truck or an ambulance, is because of all the, you know, ambiguous and arbitrary laws on the books. You know, you never know what they can get you with. You know,
agreed.
But I, like I said, I have friends and family that are police officers.
Same
I
here.
Know they have a tough job. But I don't think the problem is so much training as it is accountability. Because at my job, you know, if my boss, I know my boss is pretty cool. If I slack off or if, you know, I know that I can push the limit, that doesn't mean that I don't necessarily know how to do my job. That just knows that if I screw up, I'm not going to suffer the consequences of my actions. So I think that once we start holding police accountable and stop giving them 2 years for shooting a handcuffed man in the back, or like Kelly Thomas.
No, it was only 11 months for shooting the man.
That was 13.
That was 11. I think he served 11. 11 months.
Well, there you go. And there, you know, there was another one just recently where a man, you know, he was trying to track down an autistic patient of his. He was laying on his back with his hands in the air.
Yep,
and the officer still shot him. You know, so whenever we hold the officers accountable for stuff like this, then they're going to, and I know there's times you can't second guess yourself. You have to act. And that's where your training comes in. But at the same time, you know, you can't do that. You have to know that if you do things like that, there are consequences for your actions. And I think that is a larger
issue in society. Since there aren't very many consequences legally, meaning that the departments tend to let these guys off, or even in some cases promote them after they've been particularly abusive and egregiously outrageous towards people, the consequence becomes, when there's no consequences within the department, the consequence becomes what's happening, which is people are getting mad, and people are speaking out, and people are taking risks to put themselves in harm's way, like Colin Kaepernick is, to speak out against this. And the cops don't understand. Many of them, they're bewildered as to why people don't like them.
Right. They are absolutely bewildered, and usually that leads to upset, anger, that sort of thing. They believe they're doing the things that they've been doing their whole careers. Why suddenly is everybody acting this way?
Well, it's not sudden. It's been building and building and building.
It's been building, and in many cases, like, this is the reality. Whether for better or for worse, law enforcement in America needs to address the issues of an upset public, and they need to change how they do business. I would suggest a way to handle that would be to look at other nations like Canada, Great Britain, Germany, Iceland, just about every other foreign country that's sort of in Europe, and see why their police are shooting a fraction of the amount of people that ours are.
Thanks, Jason, for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think that's a good suggestion, Mark. Unfortunately, it sounds like the police are sticking their head in the sand and yelling, "We're just doing our jobs! We're just doing our jobs!"
Well, does that mean they're not doing their jobs over there? This is the thing. It's an indictment against police in foreign countries. Now, I don't know. I do not know why. I have looked at the ethnic breakdowns, and Canada's ethnicity appears to be ethnic breakdown appears to be very similar to the United States' ethnic breakdown. So it can't be that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just that United States citizens are bad? Twice as bad as Canadians? Something like, I don't know, the multiple to, I think it was like two people shot in Germany last year by police. Two! Now, Germany isn't as large of a country as the United States, but it isn't that small compared to the United States either.
Let's talk to Angela. She's in Alabama listening to WDNG in Anniston. Hey, Angela.
Good evening.
Hey,
first, I'd like to say I enjoy your show.
Thanks.
I don't always agree with some of the things that I enjoy.
You'd be crazy if you did.
As far as Colin Kaepernick goes, I don't agree with what he's doing, because I'm a veteran and love my country, and I'm not saying he doesn't. He has every right to do what he's doing. As a matter of fact, I believe Martin Luther King would be very proud of him. I know Martin Luther King would not be proud of Black Lives Matter, but he would be proud of the actions that Kaepernick is taking and taking a stand.
What do you think about Black Lives Matter that Martin Luther King wouldn't like? Because I know that the civil rights movement in the South was using the system of blocking traffic, which I think is terrible. Silly thing to do.
They are violent. They destroy things. They destroy their own neighborhoods. They do not go about things in a peaceful manner. And they don't respect free speech. If you want to watch. I saw several videos where but people were trying to walk down the sidewalk, and they were impeding people walking down the sidewalk, impeding other people's freedom.
Yep, that's a problem.
Their freedom of movement, and I don't agree with that.
That's the definition of disorderly conduct right there.
Exactly. They do not have a right to impede another person's progress and put other people's lives in danger and destroy property that doesn't belong to them.
Totally agree. Now, I don't know if everyone who calls themselves Black Lives Matter is doing the things that you say, but that's one of the problems with a public movement is you can never control who shows up and says, I'm with them, and you know, then does some dumb stuff and breaks some stuff. So that's one of the problems with having a growing popular movement. But
I will also point out that I believe it was the St. Augustine sheriff, maybe it was the Jacksonville, I'm not entirely sure. Maybe it was a police chief. It was certainly some head law enforcement officer in that area of the state of Florida that said that regarding Martin Luther King, that he wasn't about peace at all because his people made a lot of noise. And they were so he was trying to compare peace and placidity to peace and nonviolence as opposed to peace and nonviolence. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear what he said, but
yeah, I know. I could look it up.
I appreciate your thing.
Martin Luther King was not violent.
You consider him a hero, right?
Any of his. I do. I respect the man and his principles. And
yeah, I think that that's well worth pointing out is that most of America considers Martin Luther King a hero.
Hey, Angela, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight.
I got one more thing.
Real quick, yes,
go right ahead.
Okay, as on the police and they're violent, and they are violent, I do respect the ideal of the police and what they are supposed to stand for, but it is not about that anymore.
Yep, I'm with you. In fact, at one time, they even called themselves peace officers, but nowadays you rarely hear them refer to themselves that way. You'll hear them more likely call themselves law enforcement officers, which, you know, that just sounds more, you know, sort of automaton-like, like robotic. We are enforcing the law, as opposed to we're here to keep the peace. Thanks for the call, Angela. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Don't forget they've traded in those tan uniforms for black ones. Too.
Oh, yes, and the dark sunglasses. You can't see their eyes. Make a human connection with them. Don't forget the bear cats. That way they can be far, far away from the people that they're serving. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Hour 3 is coming up. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.